Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Nothing Nice, man. On this road, you already know there's Nothing Nice Radio. We up in here, man. Get ready to talk with the artist, Carolina's own Carolina Kills. You know what I'm saying? We up here. Shout out to everybody tuning in right now. Traveling from the ATL all the way down to Florida, man. We had a little, you know, situation in ATL, but we don't get into that right now. But it is what it is. Make sure you follow me on the Twitter, at DJ Nothing Nice. You know what I'm saying? The Instagram, at DJ Nothing Nice. And, of course, you can just Google me. You know what I mean? Shout out to LNL Films and Productions. Miss Carolina, we have that event on the 16th down in Orlando, Florida. It will be epic. Make sure you get your tickets. For more information, make sure you go to Instagram and contact Caramel at Caramel 1971. Shout out to, like I said, LNL Film, all the models that will be there. Hopefully you'll be there all white. If you got the all white outfit you've been waiting for a long time, I know, you know, you've been waiting for that to drop that joint on there. So make sure you get your outfit. At least have something white. Yeah, I mean, you can have a little white flower if you don't want to wear white. But if you do got it, man, come on and support it with the all whitey up there. I got the stuttering going on today. I don't know what's going on. But it is what it is, man. Shout out to BNC Music Group. Shout out to my sponsors, Good Times Cigarellas. Make sure you follow them. Good Times Every Time. If you need that tobacco product, we got it for you. And also make sure you follow MP3 Wax, man. MP3 Wax, we're going to get into that in a few seconds. MP3Wax.com for all your exclusive interviews. If you want to release any types of singles, even if you want to get any type of radio spin, you know what I'm saying? I mean, just hit them up, MP3Wax.com. Shout out to Logo Lens. Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to everybody that's in right now. Hopefully y'all are doing good. You know, sitting out there, you know, I know it's getting to the end of the week, you know what I mean? And we already, you know, went over the hump Wednesday, so we're on that down slope. So hold on to what you got, man. Hold on to what you got. Stay focused. You feel me, Sam? Hold on. Make sure you do what you got to do. You feel me? But it is what it is, man. Let's get into this industry news bike with your boy DJ Nothing Nice, sponsored by MP3 Wax. So what's going on in the news? They got Uber and Live Nation partner to manage summer concert and festival transportation. Also, Little Bootsy, you know, Bootsy, excuse me, his name is Bootsy now. He's Bootsy a Badass now, you know what I'm saying? Bootsy Badass has released a new Touchdown 2 Cotton Hill documentary. Also, on the site, you got to check the site out, man. I should be typing mp3wax.com right now while I'm even talking. Video music stars Snoop Dogg and Pharrell Williams will perform live on The Voice. So, yeah, that should be pretty good. You know, I'm just giving you a little bit of stuff what's on the site. So when y'all go to the site, you're like, oh, yeah, you did nothing nice. Did say that. The video, of course, Justin Bieber makes a surprise appearance on the late show with James Corden. So, I mean, also, Jennifer Lopez announces Las Vegas headlining Regency. And one more thing, T.I. and Chris Brown redoing that private show video. So make sure you go to mp3wax.com, get your news and everything like that. Oh, yeah, special shout-out to West Coast MC Kendrick Lamar, honored by the California State Senate. He was recognized with his philanthropy work, you know, by the state of California. So good, big ups to him. New entertainment stars joined the season two of the hit television series Empire. So for all of you who watch Empire, I support everybody. Don't get me wrong, but I'm not an Empire watcher. You know, I'm trying to focus on excelling. You know, I don't have time to watch TV. I want people to watch me. That's me. I'm not a hater, bro. I'm not a hater because I know Carolina Kells is on there right now. You know what I'm saying? I know you on right now. I see you. So, you know, if you want to laugh, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. It's all right. The things I say, because I know I'm a little crazy. So, yeah, I know, bro. It's all right. You can go ahead. You know, you can go ahead and release it, bro. It's okay. It's okay. We up here. We on Nothing Nice Radio right now, bro. You can go ahead and be like, woo, we're going to breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in. It's okay, because everybody's going through a little something right now. But you about to get to him in a few minutes. Ray Sherman, this could be us. They dropped that video on MP3 Wax. And now y'all know I'm a sports fanatic, so I definitely got to tell you what's going on. You know, it's getting kind of heavy. It's getting kind of heavy, you know what I'm saying? With Golden State up 3-2 against Memphis, the Clippers up 3-2 against Houston. You know, they let one. The Clippers couldn't close it out with Houston. So we're going to see what's going on with that. Atlanta, of course, is up 3-2 with Washington. Chicago, you know, they're down 3-2, you know. But you know what, man? Shout out to my man, Derrick Rose. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Derrick Rose, coming back, doing his thing. You know, being a survivor and shutting all the haters up. So, for all the haters, I'm going to say to y'all is, that's all I got to say is, you feel me? It is what it is. So, don't forget to check out those games, man. We have game 6, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Golden State at Memphis, Houston at the Clippers at 10:30, and then, you know, we gonna keep it going the next day with the game six of Atlanta and the Clippers and the war in Washington. My words is tangled today. I'm trying to keep it moving, Bo. I had to say Bo because that's that North Carolina talk. You ain't know Carolina. You ain't know I knew that though. You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Even though he's from Texas, so we're going to get into that too. He's going to hit me with that already. Don't forget about Cleveland at Chicago at 8 p.m. So without further ado, we're going to jump into this joint, man. Nothing Nice Radio, man. Carolina Kells, what's up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Just, you know, making this classic music on behalf of J. Will Entertainment and GHB. I'm just blessed to be rocking with the best DJ, man, that's going to be hosting my tape. You know, right now I'm working on the next mixtape. It's called The Purge, the movie. It drops June the 8th, 2015. All I really can say about it is, man, go get that. If you don't got nothing else on your CD deck, on your download deck, and your drive, and your flash drive on your computer, whatever music you don't have, make sure you go get The Purge, the movie by Carolina Kells, because it's quality street music, it's good music, it ain't none of that shoot 'em up, bang bang. It's just, you know, straight down to the nitty gritty. You know, shouts out to my manager, Jermaine Williams.
Right. Well, that's what's up. So let me ask you this real quick. Let me ask you this, man. While we're doing that, so what made you get into the music industry, man? What made you, you know, because I read the bio. I'm gonna get to some questions from your bio in a minute, but what made you want to jump into the industry and say, this is what I want to do as a profession?
I mean, to be honest, man, you know, I'm not a thug or a gangster, but I grew up in, like, a real rough neighborhood that's still rough to this day. So I can't say that an artist, you know, motivated me to rap because they didn't. I didn't listen to Jay-Z and want to rap. I didn't listen to Lil Wayne and want to rap. It's just that I was going through a lot of real-life situations, and I wanted people to know my story. So I can't really say, you know, I don't have a list of artists who influenced me because I don't sound like nobody. I got my own style. It was just more so me just going through struggle, trying to make it out of the struggle, trying to make it out of the trap, and I just wanted people to realize my story and just recognize that I'm a real individual. Aside, you know, the normal what you're getting nowadays, because nowadays everybody's a trapper. Everybody got 10 bodies. Everybody sold a kilo of cocaine. Everybody's a gang member, you know. And, you know, I'm just here, you know, to just give the real. You know what I'm saying? On behalf of Jay Will, that's all we represent is the real, you know.
Right. So let me ask you this. I'm going to read something, man, and I want you to expound on this, man, because I read something in your bio that actually stuck out to me. A few things actually stuck out to me, but I want to know, I want you to elaborate on this. When you said the sky isn't the limit, there isn't one for me because I'm trying to take it where no one has ever taken it before, man. Expound on that for me real quick.
I mean, whenever you think about, you know, the measures of success, you know, the metric of the game used to be going platinum, you know. But nowadays, you can be independent and sell 500,000 copies and get more money than you would if you was on a major level going platinum. So the first thing that you think about is the sky. Whenever you think about it, everybody say the sky is the limit. The sky is the limit. Like, I'm trying to take it past the sky, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, B.I.G. and Tupac, they took it somewhere, you know, nobody probably could ever take it. Then you got people like Jay-Z and Wayne and, you know, T.I. who are relevant now, you know. But the way I feel, I should have been in the game. So I grind so hard because I feel like I'm making up for lost time. So that's why I'm always grinding. And that's why I'm trying to take it somewhere where nobody has ever taken it. Like, I want to go diamond. You know, I want to be, I want to do Michael Jackson numbers. You know what I'm saying? But I want to be a rap artist. You know, and I'm not a rapper. I'm a poet. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean when I'm trying to take it to the top. I'm trying to take it where it would, like, past the top.
Right. And that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, I seen something to talk about in your bio. We're talking about after the battles and the open mics. Now, the open mics, I'm not even going to get into that, you know what I'm saying, because everybody knows what the open mic is. Now, the battles, now talk about the battles that you participated in. Now, and if somebody wanted to try to, like, you know, mimic you as a leader, you know, because you are a leader, you know what I'm saying, and being an artist and having that mic, you know, say in your hand, because the things that you say come out of it, people do listen, you know what I mean? That's what I've learned since I've been DJing. Now, the battles, as far as what you're winning the battles, if somebody wanted to try to be a battle rapper, what would you suggest the steps that they take?
First and foremost, your bars got to be hard.
Right.
Second of all, you can't crack under pressure. You can't crack under the crowd pressure, because the dude might say one line and the crowd might feel like he killed you. And then you battle in the crowd and the dude that you're battling. And that's the worst battle that you could be in. You know what I'm saying? You can't feed into the energy, you know, that they give. It's just like whenever you go to a battle, you got to be on. Because
it's just like
March Madness. You know, like what separates March Madness from the NBA is you get a series in the NBA. And March Madness, you lose time, you're gone. So that's how I treat battles. And it's like, I'm 80-0. I've never lost a battle. I'm 80-0. I done chewed niggas up from different states. So I'm not arrogant or anything. You know, I'm just, you know, I'm like Richard Sherman on that corner when it comes to battles. Like, I don't like battling, but I wanted to big up my ego. I didn't even want to get in the battle. People, they begged me to get in the battle. And then when people heard that I was going to be in the battle, they backed out of the battle and became judges. So then right then I knew they were scared of me.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? I was getting in the battle, and then they became judges. So, you know, I'm not even, you know, with all that, you know, whatever a dude got to say. If you want a battle, it's going to cost you $1,000, you know, and we ready. I'm in North Carolina all day. I'm in the trap. You know, I don't do too much talking. I don't do no bragging. I don't do no pushing or none of that. But if you want a battle, Carolina Cavs, it's going to cost you a stack. I'm in front of North Carolina. I don't run from nobody.
Okay. Y'all hear that now. Y'all hear that. So if y'all want to, you know, get out of my, make sure you get his information out to y'all, you know, to do the battle. And also, if you want to, you know what I'm going to say, if you want to even try to get some advice, we go, you know, because I try to charge, bro. Every artist I talk to, like, man, don't charge for the advice, man. So by the time I finish this interview with you, we're going to see what your take is. Because right now, bro, I'm like 0 for 20. I'm 0 for 20 with charging for advice. So it might be 0 for 21. You ain't no. See, I'm 0 and 21. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It is what it is, man. So let's talk a little bit about your squad, man. The Jay Wood Entertainment, man. And the GHP. With the squad, man? How do you guys start that squad?
I mean, it's funny that you asked that, you know, because GHP was actually originated off of women. You know, I had a circle of guys that I've been with for my whole life, and you know, we got swagger. And one day, you know, my homie Tony Bristow, shouts out my boy, why not? We was in the hallway in school or whatever, and this girl came through, and she was like, hey, boy, you know, you go hard. So then we just sat down and we thought about it, like, you know, GHB, go hard, boys. And it started, you know, with women, but, you know, at the same time, we was in the streets. And it just kind of sort of carried on, and it was just became a household name. And, you know, as far as GHB, that's like a band of brothers, because my mom only had one son and one daughter. So GHB, that's my band of brothers. Those are guys that hold me up when I'm down. The guys that been there with me, my lowest points, my highest points. If I need somebody to ride, you know, it's GH Click. I'm not in the gang, you know, but we kind of sort of started our own little militia.
Okay.
And as far as Jay Will Entertainment, you know, that shouts out to my manager, you know, my best friend, Jermaine Williams. You know, he came up with the idea to, you know, come up with a label, and he named me Team Cap. I was living in Augusta at the time when he came up with the, you know, when he came up with it. And I'm so loyal to my bro, I came all the way home just to play. So in a sense, I put a LeBron move. You know what I'm saying? I came all the way home just to play with the team. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the captain of my team, and that's the manager. You know, he the overseer. He makes sure that everything goes the way he's supposed to. And the position that he puts me in is that all I got to do is work. All I got to do is what I'm supposed to do. I don't got to do nothing else outside of what I'm supposed to do. So it's a pleasure to be working with him. He make a lot of moves for me. Shouts out to Cat Peterson, shouts out to Cream, C2C Entertainment. He showed me a lot of love, you know, and, you know, it's just being loyal and being A1 has carried me, and it brought me to this point, you know, so I don't really got nobody else to thank yourself for GHB, J. Will, and the people that put this together aside, they did nothing nice because I've already got my mind made up that I'm not working with any more DJs, even if I book.
Okay.
So I don't really care about, you know, DJs, features. I don't need a feature. I don't need that famous. I don't need, you know, that extra. You know, all I need is what I need. You know what I mean? As long as I got nothing nice, as long as I got my round pad, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. And I appreciate that, you know what I'm saying, on the DJ side right now. Because there's a lot of DJs that could qualify to fill, you know what I'm saying, a position to work with you. You know what I mean? So I appreciate the opportunity, you know what I mean, as the DJ. So some of y'all DJs and artists, you know, it's good to be humble sometimes too, and I get that little in your mindset that you know that dude or that woman, you know what I mean. So it's good to be there. So looking at that, man, I'm looking at you. I usually say this to the end, but I gotta say these three things, man. That it says dedication, loyalty, and honesty. Now, before I ask you this question, I like to live by communication, commitment, consistency. Those are things that I live by. You know what I'm saying? So those three words, dedication, loyalty, and honesty, how important are those to you? You know what I'm saying? I can tell by what you're how you're talking and you're coming across with the interviews and the answering the questions. But those three words, man, dedication, loyalty, and honesty, how really important are they to you when people are trying to do business with you?
If I wasn't dedicated to my craft, if I wasn't loyal to my team, and if I wasn't honest with my team, there's no possible way that I'd be able to make it. Even though I'm the star player, you can't win without the
right.
coach.
Right.
And you can't win without supporting players. So
right.
me being dedicated to my team, me being dedicated to my craft, me being loyal to my craft, me being loyal to my team, and me being honest
right.
with everybody around me, including the fans. You know, so
right.
that's just it all goes down into just me as a person, because I don't like being lied to, so I'm not finna lie to nobody else. I'm not
right.
finna get on records and talk about a bunch of stuff that I never did just to get credit. And people know
right.
me where I'm from, and then it makes it hard for me to come back home. So the
right.
way I feel it is, the truth will set you free. So tell it. You know, tell the people
right.
what you've been through. They want to hear about it. If it's something appealing, then they're going to bite it. But if you're
right.
talking about it, the same thing that everybody else is talking about, you ain't want to hear about all of that.
Right, right. And I totally agree with that. So, you know, I got to flip it up to you one time, man. You know, I got to flip it on the sports, man. So who you got, man? Who you got in the finals, man? You know, you got Golden State versus Memphis. You got the Clippers with Houston. You got Atlanta with Washington. You got, you know, Cleveland with Chicago. So, you know, who you got in your finals, man?
Well, I'm a LeBron fan, so I say it's going to be Cleveland and Golden State. Cavaliers and
okay.
Chiefs.
Okay. Okay, who gonna come out with the win?
Cavaliers going to win.
The Cavaliers and six? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Y'all hear that. So let me ask you, are you a heavy gambler? Do you gamble on the games? I'm not trying to put you out there, man, but do you do some betting, or you just friendly bet, or do you, you know, just be like, yo, I'm going to go ahead and do the friendly bet without the money?
Nah, man, dudes don't like to pay up, man, and I don't be wanting to get physical,
okay.
So I just rather let them know what's going to happen beforehand, and then after the fact, I just say I told you so.
Hit him with it. I told you so, Joy, bro.
Yeah, I got to. They think they know everything, man. Jordan ain't playing no more. Jordan and Kobe ain't playing no more. You know, that's usually the money going on, you know, but they ain't playing no more, you know.
Okay. That's what's up. Appreciate that. Well, okay. So we got Cleveland in six. Everybody hear that, you know what I'm saying? Carolina Kings, he said that, you know what I'm saying? So once what happened, and then once that happens, right, I'm going to call you. I'm going to record it, and then we're going to play it. We're going to play it on the air like, I told you. You know what I'm saying? We might even hit him with the Gotti. You know, shout out to Will of the Great.
Gotti.
You know? Gotti. We might hit him with the Gotti, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, that's what it is, man. That's definitely what's up, man. Nothing Nice Radio right here, man. If you're tuning in, we got my man Carolina Kills on the line right now, all the way from, you know, no, let me break it all the way down. From Texas, from Fairmont, North Carolina, went to Texas. Now, you know, he's residing at, and I'm gonna let him tell you where he's residing at, because I don't, maybe he wanted to hide out for a second because, you know, people will probably be stalking him. You know, I don't know if you got stalkers, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta be careful. I can't be the GPS for you, bro. I can't be the GPS. So if you feel like you do that later on, when we get the booking information, maybe you just want to be like, man, Nice, put me on the joint. You know what I'm saying? Live on the air. And we ain't gonna do that, man. We're not gonna. We'll just make sure they know the Facebook, the Instagram. As a matter of fact, go ahead and give out the information right now, man. Your Facebook, your Twitter, your booking information, the features. We already know about the price. We already know about the price for the battle. So we already know that's the fact. So yeah. You know, I mean, now, if I recommend him, bro, if I bring somebody to battle you, listen, this is all I want, man. I just want $1 for McDonald's French fries and maybe $1 for some Tonic Rock 44 Flushing. And that's you. That's all you, bro. That's all I need, man. Is that good? We good? All
right.
Can I get that? Okay. I'm good.
All right.
I'm good. Just go ahead and give out your information, book information, and this, anything else you want to talk about, man, you feel free at this time, and then I'll ask you a few more questions, bro.
Yeah, man. On Facebook, Carolina Diamondback Tarantino. On Twitter, it's Carolina Kells 910. On IG, it's Carolina Kells. SoundCloud, Carolina Kells. Reverb Nation, Carolina Kells 86. YouTube, Carolina Kells. And, you know, all I really got left to say is, man, I'm ready for this journey. Shouts out DJ Nothing Nice. Shouts out Jay Will. Shouts out GHB and the whole state of North Carolina.
Okay, now, and my, go ahead, yeah.
And contact info, 910-301-1699. That's for booking, for anything that y'all want to holler at. That's my manager. Y'all hit him up. I don't do too much talking nowadays, so you got to talk to my manager if y'all want to, you know, do business. Then he'll, you know, bring it to me, and then we just hit the layup together.
Yeah, that's called that assist. That's kind of
Chris Paul assist.
That's their form. Yeah, bro. That, you gotta do it like that. So you know, so that's how see people. That's how we handle business. You know what I'm saying? You have to have your like my pops used to say. Well, excuse me, he still says because he's still alive. Actually, he's with me and we're riding right now from Atlanta, Florida. So what he usually says, make sure all those eyes are dotted and those T's are crossed. You feel me? So that's what we usually do. So y'all hear that? That's how business works. We straight business around here. I always say, bro, you know what I'm saying? We do business, we do it properly, and we do it honestly. You know what I'm saying? So those three things, you know what I'm saying, within your life, I call them your lifestyle keys, you know what I'm saying, that you live by. That's what I call them, the keys that you live by. So that's definitely what's up. So let me ask you this, man. So when somebody comes to one of your live shows, man, what do they need to expect when they come to one of your live shows and watch you perform?
They're going to sweat. They're going to sweat. Cause, I mean, one thing about me, man, it's like when I get on that stage, everything that I've ever been through as far as struggle or pain, it just kind of sort of just comes out. And
yeah.
I just like, I see it as some people are lyrical, but they don't have stage presence.
Right.
And some people
right.
have stage presence, but they're not lyrical. I
right.
got a combination of both. So I just be wanting
right.
the fans to have as much fun, you know, watching me as I'm having, you know, performing the show.
Right. That's what's up. So let me ask you this too. Okay, now I'm gonna ask you a couple of verses, as far as like you know, for instance, I'm gonna say MC Hammer versus, you know, I'm MC Hammer versus Vanilla Ice. You tell me who and why. So we're gonna start out like this. This is how we're gonna start it, man. Kendrick Lamar or Jay-Z?
Jay-Z.
Lyric. We're talking about lyrics now. We're talking about lyrics.
Yeah, I'm talking about lyrics. Jay-Z.
Okay. So okay, J. Cole. I gotta throw some devil's advocate stuff in there, man, to make you laugh too, man. Okay, Jay, I gotta do it, man, because that's just me. You know, my mom said I'm a devil's advocate, so I gotta do that devil's advocate thing. So, okay, how about J. Cole or Riff Raff? All right, okay, so, okay, we're gonna do that. Okay, how about Eminem? I'll say okay. How about this, Eminem, or let's say MGK.
It has to be Eminem. It has to be Eminem, man. You know, MGK on the rise, but you know, Eminem already proved himself. Eminem are done with this. You know, he in the lane. Nobody want no problems with that man. They better leave that man alone.
Hey, you know what though? Me and my brother, we were talking about that. We were talking about nobody. Let me ask you this, man. Why do you think nobody ever comes after like Slaughterhouse? Nobody ever comes after Eminem, man. They always come after like
they don't
want to come after Wayne.
They don't want to lose no money, man. They don't want to lose. They don't want to lose their reputation. Leave them boys alone. Leave them alone. Let them do what they do.
Leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
Leave them alone. They don't want to end their career. Shout out to Ja Rule. Hey, bro, I got to do the devil's advocate thing now, bro. I have to do the devil's advocate thing. It's coming all the way out. Ja Rule, shout out to you. Listening. If you ever tune into the joint, you know, shout out to you. But, you know, 50 and M did get you, you know, and Benzino, Eminem did get you back in the day. So I'm just saying, you know, I mean, but somebody who really kind of messed me up, bro, was Cannabis. When I seen something on the YouTube and my man on the freestyle crushed him. So yeah, just look at that when he said you know what? He got me. But I just want to finish my rap, bro. He brought out the paper. With the written stuff he had on the paper, he was like, I just want to finish this right here. I was like, yo, Cannabis.
No.
Man.
No, he didn't.
Yeah,
he didn't.
Yeah. Yes, battle, bro.
No.
Yes. Listen. Off, bro,
that's like a disqualification.
Man, bro, listen. He was like,
dude, my man, I forgot the man's name, but my man was killing him. I can't think of it right now, but offline, bro, I'm going to text you and be like, man, look at this. Look at, if anybody knows, man, make sure you call in, man. Call in right now, man, 347-637-3398 as I'm talking, and let me know the guy that crushed cannabis, man, because, man, bro, he brought out, first of all, cannabis, I guess he had got to an accident because he had a sling on his arm or something, bro. You know, he came in with the joint on like that, so I'm like, dang, somebody really beat the man down or something, right? That's what I was thinking. But, you know, my man crushed him, man. He crushed the man, and cannabis was like, he got me, but I still want to save myself because I'm cannabis. I was like, man, I can't listen to any more cannabis, man. I just lost, not really lost respect, but just, you know, when you battle, I know you know, when you battling, man, you got to go hard, but I don't think you, unless you tell me that, unless that's something new, bro, that y'all do in a freestyle battle, unless y'all, you know, y'all be like, hold up, I'm going to bring out the pad, I'm going to say this, and then you got it. Y'all do that, bro? You tell me, you let me know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know about the battles, bro. I don't know about the battles.
I'll be completely honest with you, when I put this on my life and my daughter, I was the first one to show up. I was the first one to show up at the battle. It was me and two of my brothers, you know, from GHP. We had a half a case of Coronas, and we had like a half a case of Coronas, and we were smoking. And they told me there's no possible way that we gonna let you lose, and they ain't know that you gonna lose. So they said that you gonna be the first one here, so you can see your competition.
Right.
So when I go in, it's just like I see these dudes, and they going. I'm talking about it wasn't no easy battle. This was like it wasn't nothing easy. Like they was really spitting. But then one dude had got jumping on his words like he pulled an 8 Mile. Like he was rapping, and then he got caught up. And then he started all the way over again. And I was like, hey, yo, ref, ain't that like a disqualification or something? Like, can you do that? And then they called it fair. So I was just like, all right, then we're going to keep it rolling. I didn't know that you could do that in battles. I never knew that. I thought that if you started off and you got caught up, you know.
Right.
I mean, I thought then, you know, it's my turn. Because, I mean, how you going back and then you going to go back to what you started off with? That just lets me know that it was written from the start.
Right.
So, you know, like, I feel like you're just disrespecting the art. Like, people say, well, they don't know it's a freestyle, you know, because they didn't see you write it. Now, a freestyle is when you're coming off your head. A written flow is when you're writing with a pencil. There's a difference. I don't care what nobody says.
Right.
So that's just how, you know, I've never seen nobody do it. I would hope nobody won't come at me like that, because if they came at me like that, then you might as well just give me your money. You know, ain't no rap. Just give me your money. You came with your pay. Just give me your insurance, and then, you know, you can go about your business.
So you won't let them read it? You won't let them read it off the paper, bro?
Nah,
you won't let them?
He might well be reading off the telephone. Nah, man, he might well be reading off the telephone. We ain't going to give you no advantages, man.
No, but they, look, bro, but they already gave you. They already said, they were like, look, Carol, man, you won. Listen, here's $1,000, whatever. You know, I just want to finish this right here, man. I want to read it off the paper. You know what I'm saying? What if they said that?
Nah, man, he ain't going to see nothing but the break life. He ain't going to see nothing but the break life. He can read it to the crowd. We not going to listen to it.
He said, but you going to be out of there, bro? You going to be out of there?
Yeah, we going to be out of there, man. We got stuff to do. I'm trying to find out what DJ did the night. I'm trying to go holler at my phone like, hey, yo, what's good? I just got that, bro. I just got that pack for you.
You're like, well, what do you want to drink? I'd be like, man, your man's still sitting up there. You're going to be like, ah, man, I don't know. He's just doing that for the crowd because I already got the money, man, so we good. I'm about to keep it moving. So I'm going to ask you this last question, man. I'm going to let you go, man. And once again, it's a pleasure, you know. It was a pleasure definitely talking to you and everything like that. But my last question for you is, man, what would be the best place for you to perform, man, that you would want to perform, your ideal place, your dream place to perform?
If I could ever perform at the Heineken Music Hall, I think it's in Amsterdam. If I'm not mistaken, the Heineken Music Hall where Kevin Hart performed there for his comedy joint. If I could sell out an overseas show where nobody knows me, that'd mean the world to me.
Right.
That'd mean the world to me. If I could perform anywhere over there where nobody has ever heard of me before, and I'm able to sell out a show just based off of who they think I am, and then when they find out who I am, I think that'll be like my dream to perform in the Heineken Music Hall in Amsterdam.
Okay, Amsterdam. All right. That's what's up. So what I'm gonna have you do is, man, I'm gonna have you give out your information one more time, man, and I'm gonna let you get out of here, man.
All All right, on Facebook, man. On Facebook, Carolina Diamondback Tarantino. On Twitter, Carolina Kells 910. On IG, Carolina Kells. On ReverbNation.com, Carolina 86. On SoundCloud.com, Carolina Kells. On YouTube, booking information, 910-301-1699. And shouts out to DJ Nothing Nice, man. It was a pleasure, homie.
Right, no doubt, man, no doubt. Man, my pleasure's all mine, pleasure's all mine. So that was my man, so I'm going to go ahead and let him go, man, and close this thing out, man. Carolina Kells, man, you know, we're going to be doing work. Make sure you check out all his stuff. And please, 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 I tell everybody, when you call the artist managers and everything, make sure you have your budget together, man. Do not call these agencies, these people that's trying to book the person you're trying to get with, whether it be booking them or for lyrics or doing a feature or anything like that. Don't play with their time, man. They don't have time for that. You know what I mean? So I came across a couple of things like that. We had to get corrected, but, you know, it's all a good business. You know what I'm saying? Carolina Kells, man, much love to you, man, and much success. You know, we definitely going to be doing business. You know, we got a lot of stuff coming up. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in right now from all over. You know, we're coming from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, and back down to Florida. Shout out to L&L Films, BNC, Team Nothing Nice. We always have Team Nothing Nice, you know what I mean? Shout out to all the Team Nothing Nice members from all over. Shout out to MP3 Wax. Make sure y'all go to MP3 Wax, man, and get all the information you need, man. I promise you, you don't want to miss out on MP3 Wax, man. They have all the good stuff. I'm trying to tell you, there's a lot of blog sites out there. There's a lot of promotional services that they have, but this is the number one promotional service for major independents. You know what I'm saying? MP3Wax.com. And their slogan is, "We officially break records." And when I tell you they break records, they break records. I'm just letting you know. And I like a part of a team and a business that breaks records with artists. That's why we have Carolina Kells right here today, just to let you know. So that's what it is, man. It's your boy DJ Nothing Nice, man. Carolina Kells, we appreciate it, man. Make sure y'all be safe out there. You know, I'm going to get down this road. You already know what it is, man. Stay committed, stay consistent, have communication in anything and everything that you do. You know, so shout out to PNC, Logo Lens, everybody, man. Keep grinding, keep hustling, do what you do, and stay focused, man. We're going to highlight y'all, man. Peace.
All right. Much love.